This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 2/23/21. Interesting number configuration there. And it's show number 211. Markets opened up with a sharp decline this morning, Nick.
Yeah, we had a very, very sharp decline. Really, even before the market opened, we were gapped lower. All of the major indexes were. Today, we had a big sharp decline for the first 20 minutes. And then when we got to that 10 o'clock time frame, like usual, the markets found a low and they've had a pretty good bounce. We did hit some technical levels today. The NASDAQ declined into that very psychological 13,000 level today. And that's the NASDAQ composite. Now it's at 13,286. So you could see the size of the bounce here. The NASDAQ is still lower by about 1.8%, 244 points lower. But a very, very big bounce. And these are the kind of markets we're in. You know, you get these big, big declines, you get these big, big bounces. But we've seen some real good distribution this week, and that's something everybody should pay attention to. Now we'll have to wait and see how these markets close. Hence the old saying, it's not how they open, it's how they finish.
Yes, and that is always the case. And I guess somebody at the powers that be, it was 10 o'clock, and the coffee finally kicked in and said, hey, we can't have this. You know, markets only go up. Everyone knows that stock markets only go up, right?
That's right. And we see this a lot where you get that morning decline. And then throughout the rest of the trading day, the volume gets lighter. And then the market seems to find a buoyant flotation device and then continues to move up throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, well, we know stock markets are only supposed to go up, just like real estate, just like the everything bubble. Cryptocurrencies, they crashed as well this morning, didn't they?
Yeah, we had a pretty good sell-off. They're still down quite a bit, over 10% decline still, but they were lower. But right now, cryptos, it looks like Bitcoin, we'll use that since that's the benchmark. That's at 48,800 right now. So another big decline for Bitcoin today.
Let me tell you, this so much reeks of 2008, 2009. Now, at that point, I really believed the dollar was going to collapse and we were going to have chaos and everything else. They fooled me. They got another 12 years out of this thing. And now, again, the same mindset that propelled all these assets forward back then is doing it now. And I just have a feeling that the dragon's got a few more fire breaths in it.
Oh yeah, this is a time to be cautious. Be very cautious. I've been waving the caution flag now for really since late January. I thought we'd get that late January dip. We got it. Thought we'd make another bounce potentially to a new high. We got it. And now markets are starting to put in a nice little rolling top here again. But again, nothing goes down in a straight line, especially when you have all this intervention from the central bankers. Today, in fact, we have Jay Powell testifying. And what we used to call the Humphrey Hawkins testimony, that's where he gets in front of the Congress one day and then the Senate the next day. And he basically, you know, they grill him or give him a Q&A. It's really not a big, it's more of a dog and pony show, in my opinion. But that is going on. So the markets are probably looking at that saying, hey, Jay Powell will come to the rescue again and, you know, just print up some more money.
And that is probably a reasonable expectation, considering what the Fed has said in the past and what it's done.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, but what they've done already is unprecedented. So we've never seen, you know, remember what Ben Bernanke, when he started all this QE stuff, it was never to the tune of what it is today. Today it's QE, you know, times 100. It's really just, I think the Fed right now is printing $150 billion a month. So, you know, it's just unprecedented numbers out here. And just think about the debt load. You know, we have so much debt piled on, especially since the coronavirus problem last January. And then you look at all of the stimulus since then, and you look at, you know, the stimulus that's coming on now, they're going to add another $1.9 trillion on. I mean, it's just, it really, the numbers are just beyond belief.
They really are, and you wouldn't believe it was possible, but here we are. We're living in the twilight zone, and it's just what we come to expect, though, let's face it. And really, until something says that they can't do it, whether it's the bond market or whatever, they're going to keep doing it. I think they made that really, really clear. So Russell 2000 to the downside, and you've been telling us for months, watch the Russell 2000.
Yeah, I've been very bullish to Russell up until around mid-January, and I thought that was a time where the Russell started to move parabolic, and it has. Today we're seeing the Russell, you know, down, but it, like everything else, though, it has had a tremendous bounce here. But when you look at the Russell right now, just down, you know, 1.65%, this thing was getting absolutely slaughtered about less than an hour ago, and here it comes, you know, right back up. I mean, it's rather remarkable when we look at some of these bounces. But overall, you just let the charts tell you what to do, and you just watch these patterns as they unfold. When you get bearish patterns, I think you could sell this market. When you get to big significant support levels, there'll be some buy long side trade opportunities.
All right. Well, and we need to talk about gold and silver. Gold was getting absolutely slaughtered. Silver is down nearly half a buck on the spot market. What pray tell, more backing and filling, huh?
That's right. More backing and filling. And, you know, that's kind of the theme these days. We've been talking about that for a long, long time, really since gold went up into its parabolic move in August of 2020. It just needed to consolidate and do some more backing and filling. And we're still in that same formation. But gold is starting to, you know, if it gets down to that low 1700 level, I think that's a very attractive level.
All right. And silver is still showing remarkable resiliency. You know, it's still at mid-27s on the spot.
Yeah, when you look at, you know, the SLV, which is the ETF there, or you look at silver futures, I mean, today it's down 33 cents at the moment, trading around 27.75 on silver futures. Silver has held up much, much better than gold. And, you know, I still think that's ultimately the place where you want to be. When these precious metals make their big move. So I continue to watch those charts. I love silver. If anybody's going to own any actual metal, I would be a buyer of silver and, you know, just start to save it, store it. Hopefully you don't need it one day, but it is the ultimate insurance policy, in my opinion.
Hey, and I just got to pass along a little experience. I had a whole bunch of like old jewelry in the vault and realized that my daughters didn't want it, my son doesn't want it, and really it was just collecting dust there. So I weighed it out, and there was a good amount there. There was several ounces of gold. I sent it off to my friend Andy Scheckman over at Miles Franklin, and they melted it down, and they're sending me several American Eagle, Gold Eagle coins.
There you go.
And, you know, I could have converted it to silver. The point is, you made that point. Take your scrap, your gold scrap, have it melted down. Be careful who you go to, because it's a really criminal kind of enterprise. You need to know what your gold is worth before you go and sell it. And the way you do that is you get yourself one of those little calorie scales. How many grams you have, convert it to troy ounces. Troy ounces, I think it's 32 grams to a troy ounce. And then based on whether it's 14 karat gold or 18 karat, like 18 karat is basically 3/4. They call it 750. All right, it's 3/4 pure gold. And then you pretty much figure out your metal value. And then they're allowed to make a 10 to 15% margin on that. So if you have 3/4 of an ounce and it's worth, say, $1,500, they're entitled to make anywhere from 150 to 225. Anything higher than that, go to another place. It's really simple. Don't get ripped off, but just do it. You have the silver, put it in a safe place. And like you said, an insurance policy, Nick.
That's right. And I always tell everybody, you know, they say, well, why do you own any precious metals? Why do you actually take possession of the bullion itself? And in my opinion, it's the ultimate insurance policy. I just talked to somebody recently who was telling me that in Venezuela, an ounce of silver would have bought you a month's worth of food. And I think that's still going on there. So, you know, don't think that that can't go on here. Anything that has happened before somewhere else in the world, it can happen right here in the United States as well.
And probably an ounce of gold would probably buy you a house in Venezuela.
There you go. And again, that's one of the reasons why you want to own these precious metals. And, you know, again, it's an insurance policy. It has been for me. I've owned them since the early 2000s, and people were laughing at me when I was buying it back then.
Yeah, well, hey, same here. And I got to tell you, you know, there's that old story of in the Weimar Republic, a year before their currency collapsed, guy was a bellman at a hotel, and one of his wealthy patrons there tipped him a 1 ounce gold coin. A year later, after the collapse, he bought the hotel with that 1 ounce gold coin.
Incredible. Incredible.
Anecdotal, apocryphal, as they say, but certainly possible.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I pray to the good Lord we never have to see those times. But you just never, ever know with all of the things that are going on. We keep hearing about, you know, central bankers gone wild. I mean, they've been wild for a long, long mm-hmm. time. And governments are even crazier. So, I mean, protect yourself, have some metals. At least I think, you know, people are going to Bitcoin now thinking that that's going to be your saving grace. I'm not sold on that. I'm going to go with what's been written in the Bible. And precious metals have been a source of money since biblical times. And I think they'll be till the end of time.
Agreed. So you mean Bitcoin's not in the Bible? Yeah, gotcha. All right, we'll leave it at that. Trade of the decade, you can still get in on it. Go over to inthemoneystocks.com. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Carrie Lutz. Write us, email address kl@carrielutz.com. Nick, we will pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.